Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives, one story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist and coach, and the founder here of Embrace Your Brave. And with the holidays coming up and Thanksgiving just around the corner, I thought today would be a meaningful time to talk about gratitude. You know, for many of us, gratitude can be complicated. Because for some, we weren't just invited into gratitude. We were guilted into it, or we were shamed into it, or we were told to just be grateful while we were hurting or overwhelmed or grieving
or just barely hanging on.
And over time, gratitude can stop feeling like something that nourishes us, but more like something that's just expected for us to perform. And if that's been true for you, I want you to hear this. You are not ungrateful. You were unheard. Your pain was not the problem. The lack of space for your pain was the problem. So today we're not forcing gratitude. We're not bypassing anything. We're not pretending. Today we're talking about healing gratitude, the kind that is gentle and embodied and safe. The kind that honors the whole story. The kind that lets goodness in, too. When you've lived through trauma or chronic stress or emotional chaos, loss, heartbreak, your nervous system learns to look for danger. And that's not being negative. That's survival. Your body has been doing the best it can to protect you. So if gratitude has felt distant or difficult or completely out of reach, of course it has. That makes sense. We don't force gratitude from a body that is still bracing itself. We begin where we are with compassion, gentleness, and with permission. So let's talk about what gratitude is not. Because gratitude is not pretending that everything is fine. It's not dismissing your pain. It's not saying, well, it could be worse. It's not silencing yourself or ignoring what still needs healing. That is not gratitude. That's emotional bypassing. Gratitude doesn't erase what's hard. It simply refuses to let the hard be the only story. Because gratitude is actually presence. It's that moment that your shoulders release and soften. It's that warm coffee you're holding in your hand while you're looking at the Christmas tree lights. That's me in the morning. Or it's that laugh across the room that you didn't expect. Or the sunlight. Or just that breath that comes a little bit easier than it used to. And listen, these are not small things. These are the threads of being alive. Brené Brown says, "It's not joy that makes us grateful. It's gratitude that makes us joyful." We don't wait until everything is good to feel grateful. Gratitude is what creates the space for joy, even tiny joy. In our Brave group this month, we talked about the gap brain versus the gain brain. The gap brain focuses on how far we still have to go. But the gain brain notices how far we've already come. Gratitude is gain brain in practice. It says, something is growing here. Your nervous system can't hold anxiety and gratitude at the same time. Because anxiety lives in the future, but gratitude lives in the present. So when we return to gratitude, even for one breath, the body softens and we begin to come home back to the present. I am so grateful that there's so many people that I love that are healing and becoming more whole. I get to watch women every day reclaim their joy, reclaim their voice, reclaim their worth. And there is something so sacred about watching the light return to their eyes. I am so grateful for my four girls. They are so fun. Just the way that each one of them is becoming their own person. Hearing them laugh across the kitchen, across the whole house with the music blasting and them doing their little dances and just hearing them laugh together. I'm so grateful for that. For who they are and who they are becoming. They teach me so much about love and courage and joy. And I'm so grateful for my friendships, the women who see me and support me and laugh with me and sit with me in the hard. They remind me that connection can be safe. I'm grateful for my team here at Embrace Your Brave, women who lead with heart and compassion and integrity. We are building something so meaningful, something that heals and restores, and I don't take that for granted. I'm grateful for my family, my mom, my dad, my brother, the ways that we continue to learn and grow together. My parents are coming for Thanksgiving this year, and all of us are just so excited to just be with them. I'm deeply grateful for the healing that's happening between me and my daughter's dad, the man I used to be married to. We are able to be friends and we can show up for our girls together and laugh and create peace. And that took time and tenderness and repair. And I'm so grateful for it. I love when people heal, especially the people that I'm closest to. So if it feels okay for you, I want you to place your hand somewhere that feels comforting, maybe on your chest or on your stomach or on your cheek, and just take a slow breath and gently ask, what's one thing I'm grateful for today? Without forcing it. Let it be small. Let it be real. Let it be enough. And hold it for that one breath. You don't have to be grateful for everything you've had to survive. But we can begin to feel grateful within that healing. Gratitude doesn't erase the story. It honors who you're becoming. And if you're a woman and you are looking for something like that, I have to tell you about something I've been a part of for some time now. And I want to invite you into this. Every Friday, we have something called Celebration Fridays. And this is put on by Wise Women Collective. And we just get together, women across the world from different backgrounds and cultures and ages and stages in life, and we just celebrate our wins. We celebrate those softened places in our life, or we celebrate the joy, or whatever it is we've survived that week. And we look forward with the expectation of surviving it the next week, too. And I walk away from those spaces, and my soul is just so lifted up, and I feel connected to women I've never met in real life. I just want to invite you to that. That's been such an encouragement to me, and I would love for you to experience something like that. So if your spirit needs that, you come. There's always room for you at our table. You can look up wisewomencollectivehq.com and you can sign up for that. Those are completely free. You can meet some amazing women. And there's just so much joy and power in women celebrating each other and lifting each other up. With Thanksgiving just around the corner, I hope this little time to think about gratitude and think about maybe the things that you're thankful for, you're grateful for, has been encouraging for you. And I hope you can find ways to bring that into your Thanksgiving holiday this year. Thank you so much for just being here. Remember, you matter. Your heart matters. Your healing matters. Everything about you matters. And I'll see you here again next week.
Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing.
Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.